Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. I always love this. Also, it is a day in which we have hearings on Capitol Hill, the Senate Judiciary Committee. William Barr, the Attorney General, testifying. It got underway just after 7 o'clock our time. Also want to convey our thoughts and prayers to the family of Steve Stork, White Pine County Commissioner, who passed away on Monday. He was apparently on vacation out of the city of Ely. But the White Pine County Commissioner, Steve Stork, passing away on Monday. We'll have more information on that right here on many of these Nevada network stations. Tell you what let's do. Let's check in with Blair Ellis, our friend with the Republican National Committee, national spokesperson, joins us. And Blair, is it safe to say that a lot of the TVs at the Republican National Committee watching these hearings so far?
It is. That is a safe assumption, a safe bet to make. They are all tuned in, turned on, and we're watching some Democrats, I guess, try and score some more political points. But in reality, you know, nothing new is really being discussed. What we've known all along is no collusion, no obstruction. So more of the same here in D.C.
Well, I'm just curious, though, at what point, I know at one point, Lindsey Graham said, for me, it's over. That now that the Mueller report is in, you can see it. You can, it's not heavily redacted. That for him, this whole thing is over. The question is, why won't Democrats let it go? Is it that they're looking for an issue?
Totally. I think it's honestly at this point, it's just about scoring cheap political points for them, and they would rather kind of spin their wheels on this mindless political crusade against Donald Trump than actually try and get things done for the American people. And I think the fact that they kind of continue to deny the results from the 2016 elections, and you fast forward to now, and they continue to deny the results of the Mueller report exonerating the president, just shows they have no real intent in getting things done. This is all about undercutting the president. It's all about kind of continuing this political vendetta against them. And it's a shame, because I think the American people deserve more. They deserve results, and the Democrats are unwilling to provide them with such.
I liked what Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, said, where he said, essentially, you know, there are two campaigns we're dealing with here, the Trump campaign of 2016 and the Hillary campaign of 2016. And one of the things he promised was that he would immediately or sooner get into this whole issue of bleach bit, private email servers, collusion with the Russians, not of the Trump campaign, but of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Are you convinced that we will get to the bottom of this, either through the IG, the Inspector General's report, or through an investigation by the Senate Judiciary Committee?
I am. I think Lindsey Graham is you know, one of the members of the Senate of the House right now that's actually focused on getting the truth out. He's actually focused on getting some transparency for us. And he's somebody that has made it clear that those are things he'd like to have looked into. We also heard Mr. Barr talk a little bit about the FISA warrant process. He couldn't detail too much into it because, as he noted, that is something that is being investigated internally by the DOJ Inspector General, Mr. Horowitz. And so there are still some investigations that are ongoing. And those are the things that I think are worth, thinking about and looking into. There's no need to keep rehashing what's already known, which is the results of the Mueller report, which we've now known for a month. But there are going to be, I think, some new information that's unveiled over the course of the next month, 2 months, 3 months. I think we can look to the Judiciary Committee on the Senate side to really make sure we get to the bottom of that.
I know that Pat Leahy and Dianne Feinstein and others have been peppering the Attorney General with questions. Did they score any points at all? I mean, I watched in and out and getting ready for work and driving here and listening to the hearings. But I did not, I didn't notice that they really scored any points on the AG.
No, not at all. You know, I think they're trying to drill down on the obstruction component of this report. But, you know, Attorney Barr has noted very clearly that obstruction is about motive and corrupt intent. And there was no corrupt intent. President Trump knew he was being falsely accused. He knew that the Mueller report confirmed those accusations were indeed false. And so, you know, at the end of the day, no obstruction was found. There was not sufficient evidence to establish that obstruction of justice charge. I think AG Barr has done a great job articulating that every step of the way. He's still having to articulate it to the Democrats because apparently they have a hard time understanding it on the first go round. But no new news is being made in this. It's all about Democrats just trying to get some airtime and trying to score some points with their liberal base.
I am curious because you've got Eric Swalwell, who is running for president from the People's Republic of California, a member of Congress, and he's all of a sudden running for president. And one of the things he's saying is that Bill Barr needs to either resign, step down, or essentially be impeached. Where is this impeachment thing coming from? On the basis of what?
Right. It's a good question to be asking for sure. I think Democrats are doing their best to try and discredit Mr. Barr, all because simply they just don't like the findings that he concluded, which are hard to understand because the findings that Barr found are the exact findings that Mueller found. But Barr, let's remember, in the grand scheme of Democrats trying to, you know, discredit Mr. Barr, let's remember Mr. Barr was confirmed by the Senate with bipartisan support. And so I think their attacks on the Attorney General are completely absurd. It's just a desperate attempt, again, to undercut President Trump and to undercut the findings of this investigation.
Well, and you know what's really tragic about this is that at a time when we ought to be celebrating, I mean celebrating, a roaring economy, the GDP growth, I mean consumer confidence, so many mileposts that this president has led us to, but yet we're not able to do that because we're having to deal with this again, even after the report comes out. Then there's the investigation of the report. Can we talk about the economy for just a minute?
Of course, let's talk about it. The Democrats don't want to, but Republicans will any day.
Talk a little bit about where we are and how far we have come.
Totally. You know, I think that's something that is absolutely going in a great direction right now for the president, this administration, and speaks to the fact that this president came to office to get things done. We saw today CNBC rolled out a story about how the Trump economy has again smashed expectations. Last month, private sector jobs rose by 275,000. I think that just goes to that's blowing past estimates that were previously made and previously suggested. I think that just goes to show this job market is really thriving, and it's because of President Trump's economic policies. It's because he's made it a priority to cut out regulation. It's because he made it a priority to enact tax reform. People are seeing a little extra money in their pockets every month and their paychecks every month. That type of extra, you know, boom in people's pockets really means that they have an opportunity to invest their money in new ways. We start to see entrepreneurs open up new businesses. We start to see them, you know, hiring more employees. That is what we get from this trickle-down economics. It's this laissez-faire, this free market approach that this president has. It's because of his policies and his principles that we've seen record low unemployment and sky high consumer confidence. That is the president's policies at work, and that is what is going to drive people to the ballot box in November of 2020.
Democrats tell us, though, it's not true. It doesn't impact Joe Sixpack. You got Joe Biden out here on the stump saying how bad things are, when the fact is that things are much better under this president. How do we combat what the Democrats are trying to do, which is to say either A, well, this is really the Obama recovery. I mean, that's what this really is. Or they say it's not true. It's an aberration. It's just not true. It's not reaching down to Joe Sixpack.
It's laughable that those are the claims that Mr. Biden is trying to make right now. In fact, he earned himself four Pinocchios from the Washington Post fact checker for trying to claim that only the wealthy got taxed off of the Trump tax cuts last year. And when in reality, the real winner is America's middle class. 82% of people saw a tax cut because of the Trump tax cuts. And so I think a lot of it is just talking about what we're doing, talking about what's been accomplished because of this president, because of what he came to this office to do, in spite of the fact that Democrats have sat on their hands and done nothing but obstruct and resist at every point, has not slowed down this president. That has not slowed down the Republicans in Congress from keeping on and keeping on. And so I think at this point, it's just, we know what we need to accomplish. Republicans know why they're in office, unlike Democrats. And Republicans are going to keep putting pedal to the metal to make sure that we're getting things done for the American people.
Again, joining us, Blair Alice, national spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. I know that, that you keep track of what's going on at the White House. And I'm just curious, the strategy, going to, for instance, to Green Bay, Wisconsin, this past weekend, will we see more of the president out on the stump selling the economic policy?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's no place the president would prefer to be than kind of out traveling the country, talking to the American people, getting in front of them. You know, he is truly somebody that knows how to energize and rally our base unlike anyone else. And that is really something that excites them. We know that he's been eager to be out on the campaign trail. We could certainly expect more of it. Wisconsin was just, you know, one of many last weekend. We're going to see more of them, particularly as we ramp up throughout the year. But he's excited and he's ready to get out there. This is something that he really looks forward to. It's something that he is awesome at. And it's time that we start talking directly to the people and keep talking directly to the people and kind of bypassing the media, who tends to kind of try and cherry pick apart the narrative that and the message that we want to get out there.
Polling came out yesterday. Joe Biden, 39% against his, what is it right now, 19 other Democrat wannabes. He's at 39%. Bernie's at 15%, and it goes dramatically downhill. I think Kamala Harris is at 5%, and it's just it's ugly for the rest of them. Beto O'Rourke and those guys, they're barely even showing up. What do you make of the Democrat field? I'm curious.
You know, we don't put a lot of stock in polls. I think that's largely because of the fact that if we did, I don't think anyone would be calling President Trump President Trump at this point. Nobody expected President Trump to rise through the ranks back in 2016. A lot of people discounted him. And so for that very reason, we treat every Democrat contender equally. We don't elevate one over the other. We all look at them as these, you know, far left liberals that don't want to do anything but, you know, skyrocket our taxes and plummet our economy down the tank. But we look forward to any of them, any one of them that wants to emerge and run against President Trump's record of success, because he's got the record to prove his results. He's got, you know, he's got this incredible record of results to run on, and whether that's criminal justice reform or tax cuts or the booming economy. So in terms of this liberal field, we love that more keep jumping into the race. We know they're going to keep running to the left, and we look forward to whichever one emerges from this 20-person deep field right now, and are looking forward to seeing them out on the campaign trail so that we can make sure we get President Trump back in the White House in 2020.
One way to do that is to actually get something done. And yesterday at the right. White House, they had the big meeting with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, and they came out with a $2 trillion, with a T, $2 trillion infrastructure package. I mean, our whole budget is only, what, $4 trillion, something like that? There are some people, even conservatives, are saying maybe this is a little rich. What do you make of this? Just the fact that they could agree on anything, agree on where to have lunch, for crying out loud. What do you make of this infrastructure package? And I know the devil is always in the details. Can they get this done?
Absolutely. I think so. And I think President Trump has made it a point to say that he has been committed to, you know, overhauling our nation's infrastructure from the beginning. You know, there's a lot of things that need to be modernized. Our air travel system, we need to look at expanding broadband access for Americans in rural areas. And I think yesterday's meeting was productive with Democrat leaders. And it was all about how can we focus on rebuilding our country's crumbling infrastructure. Mr. Trump is always looking for ways to work across party lines. And I think this is another example of one way that we can make that happen. So it was fun to kind of see people talk talk about, you know, the build up to that event yesterday. And it was neat to see leaders emerge from that meeting saying, look, we found a lot of areas where we came together and things that we absolutely think we can accomplish. So devil is always in the details. As you say, I'm sure we'll start to learn about more of those over the next couple of weeks. But I think yesterday was a great first step.
I'm just curious, how long can this kumbaya moment last?
You know, we'll find out. I guess it depends on how long the Democrats are willing to you know, work with this president. And so, but I think, again, president has been committed to building a world-class infrastructure system, one that's going to benefit all Americans. He said consistently that this is a priority for him. He'd like to see Democrats in Congress to work with him on infrastructure. And he's taken action himself over the last 2 years he's been in office to try and streamline the approval process so that we can make sure critical infrastructure projects are moving forward and are not being held up. So, you know, we'll see. But I think yesterday, again, was a great first step. And I think both Nancy and Chuck even emerged from that meeting saying that it was productive.
Blair, it's always fun having you on. Thank you so much. We'll do it again soon, okay?
Hope so. Thanks so much.
Blair Ellis, Communications Director for the Republican National Committee, as national spokesperson for that fine organization. Stick around. We'll take you into the hearing room. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel truck. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, What about our Ken Claver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Claver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest.
Love it.
Don't you cry.
I love it. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. Good to have you with us. Oh, my God. You know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit nevadapolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Coming up, top of the hour, Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. What does he think of a $2 trillion infrastructure package? And by the way, the GOP theme, which is rolling now under me. I just love it. I just love it. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll take you into the hearing room, let you hear from William Barr and from Lindsey Graham, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's all next. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, down here, it's your tummy talking. I got a message from your taste buds. It's time to go to Taco Time, especially right now, because they're bringing back those delicious cilantro lime bowls you like so much. Remember, with juicy pork carnitas or tender seasoned chicken piled high with fresh ingredients and topped with avocado ranch dressing. Mmm, yummy for the tummy. Take it from me, I should know.
Listen to your tummy. Get a cilantro lime bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A
Attorney General Bill Barr is before a Senate committee at this hour discussing his handling of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on the Russia investigation. Democrats saying that Barr mischaracterized the conclusions when he delivered a four-page summary to Congress a few weeks ago. But during a Senate hearing today, Barr said he was as surprised as Democrats were that Mueller did not reach a conclusion when it came to obstruction of justice.
The report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses.
The South Central U.S. is cleaning up after dozens of tornadoes tore through that region yesterday. Severe storms rolling across the region, bringing hail and flooding and at least 25 tornadoes to Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, and Arkansas. This is USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Every time you turn around, there's a new ad on the TV set, bad drug, call this lawyer, are you on this, that, or the other? And it's all the stuff they're promoting the year before. I've got stomach issues, regular arthritis, people have my age, and I wanted to get better, you know. Anything I can do that's healthy, that's natural, it makes sense. Tell Dr. Howard I really, really appreciate it. He made this stuff because I'll tell you, it really makes a big difference. Everything seems to be better.
From now until May 10th, receive a 15% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. And just in time for Mother's Day, receive an extra $10 off any additional set of fruits and veggies you purchase. This offer will end on May 10th, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, money, money.
Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling. Streetlight Fever.
All across the state of Nevada. It is live and local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. It's May Day. May Day. May Day. May 1st. Hard to believe it. We rolled right through. We rolled right through April. Right now, in fact, they're not back yet, but they're on recess right now. They're on lunch break. The hearings, the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, chaired by Lindsey Graham, has been dealing with the Mueller report. And in fact, Lindsey Graham, in his opening statement, spoke directly to the American people. Here's Lindsey Graham about an hour and a half ago on Capitol Hill. Here it is.
Mr. Mueller was the right guy to do this job. I always believed that Attorney General Sessions was conflicted out because he was part of the campaign. He was the right guy with ample resources, and the cooperation he needed to find out what happened was given, in my view. But there were two campaigns in 2016, and we'll talk about the second one in a minute. So what have we learned from this report? After all this time and all this money, Mr. Mueller and his team concluded there was no collusion. I didn't know. Like many of you here, on the Republican side, we all agreed that Mr. Mueller should be allowed to do his job without interference. I joined with some colleagues on the other side to introduce legislation to protect the special counsel that he could only be removed for cause. He was never removed. He was allowed to do his job. So, no collusion, no coordination, no conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government regarding the 2016 election. As to obstruction of justice, Mr. Mueller left it to Mr. Barr to decide after 2 years and all this time. He said, Mr. Barr, you decide. Mr. Barr did. There are a bunch of lawyers on this committee, and I will tell you the following. You have to have specific intent to obstruct justice. If there's no underlying crime, pretty hard to figure out what intent might be if there was never a crime to begin with. The president never did anything to stop Mueller from doing his job. So I guess the theory goes now, he didn't collude with the Russians and he didn't specifically do anything to stop Mueller, but attempted obstruction of justice of a crime that never occurred, I guess, is sort of the new standard around here. We'll see if that makes any sense. To me, it doesn't. Now, there's another campaign. It was the Clinton campaign. What have we learned from this report? The Russians interfered in our election. So can some bipartisanship come out of this? I hope so. I intend to work with my colleagues on the other side to introduce the Deter Act and to introduce legislation to defend the integrity of the voting system. Senator Durbin and I have legislation that would deny anyone admittance into the United States a visa through the immigration system if they were involved in interfering in an American election. I'm working with Senator Whitehouse and Blumenthal to make sure that if you hack into a state election system, even though it's not tied to the internet, that's a crime. I would like to do more to harden our infrastructure because the Russians did it. It wasn't some 400-pound guy sitting on a bed somewhere. It was the Russians. And they're still doing it. And it could be the Chinese, it could be somebody next. So my takeaway from this report is that we've got a lot of work to do to defend democracy against the Russians and other bad actors. And I promise the committee we will get on with that work, hopefully in a bipartisan fashion.
Okay. I want you to, because obviously these hearings today, the Senate Judiciary Committee and William Barr testifying, they'll be back in session in about 10 minutes. Coming up later in the show, we'll try and bring you some highlights or something from it. But I want you to hear Lindsey Graham, though, because one of the things I was really heartened by his opening statement, where he dealt with the Mueller report, but he also said that they're going to be the Senate Judiciary Committee is going to be looking into stuff that that predates the Mueller report, and that is Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and this bloodless coup d'état that was underway. We talked yesterday about a coup d'état underway in Venezuela. We've had a bloodless coup, at least an attempted bloodless coup, going on in this country. I want you to listen, though, to Lindsey Graham. This is Cut 8. And Lindsey Graham promising to investigate Peter Strzok and Lisa Page.
These are the people that made a decision that Clinton didn't do anything wrong. and a counterintelligence investigation of the Trump campaign was warranted. We're going to, in a bipartisan way, I hope, deal with Russia. But when the Mueller report is put to bed, and it soon will be, this committee is going to look long and hard at how this all started. We're going to look at the FISA warrant process. Did Russia provide Christopher Steele the information about Trump that turned out to be garbage that was used to get a warrant on an American citizen? And if so, how did the system fail? Was there a real effort between Papadopoulos and anybody in Russia to use the Clinton emails stole by the Russians, or was that thought planted in his mind? I don't know, but we're going to look. And I can tell you this, if you change the names, y'all would want to look too. Everything I just said, just substitute Clinton for Trump. See what all these people with cameras would be saying out here about this. As to cooperation in the Clinton investigation, I told you what the Trump people did. I'll tell you a little bit about what the Clinton people did. There was a protective order for the server issued by the House, and there was a request by the State Department to preserve all the information on the server. Paul Cambetta, after having the protective order, used a software program called BleachBit to wipe this email server clean. Has anybody ever heard of Paul Cambetta? No. Under a protective order from the House to preserve the information, under a request from the State Department to preserve the information on the server, he used a BleachBit program to wipe it clean. What happened to him? Nothing. 18 devices possessed by Secretary Clinton she used to do business as secretary. How many of them were turned over to the FBI? None. Two of them couldn't be turned over because Judith Casper took a hammer and destroyed two of them. What happened to her? Nothing. So the bottom line is, we're about to hear from Mr. Barr the results of a two-year investigation into the Trump campaign, all things Russia, the actions the president took before and after the campaign, $25 million 40 FBI agents. I appreciate very much what Mr. Mueller did for the country. I have read most of the report. For me, it is over.
That is Lindsey Graham. Just a couple of hours ago, the hearing got underway just after 7 o'clock this morning Pacific time. And fascinating stuff. Coming up after the break, I'm going to let you hear from William Barr. And the big question that everybody seems to have, okay, Mueller said there was no Russian collusion or no collusion with Russia. Let's put it that way. But what he left open was the possibility of obstruction. It was William Barr and his team that determined there was no obstruction of justice. How did he come to that? We'll let you hear in his own words. That's all coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Wednesday. It's hump day. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special? And they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, nevadatalknet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it's Live and Local Now. Kevin Wall with you. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty Health Share, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today, even right now. Check it out right now at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Anywhere across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, you can be a part of Liberty Health Share. I promised I'd let you hear from William Barr. He is the Attorney General. And the question everybody wants to know, Robert Mueller said there was no collusion with Russian. No American wittingly or unwittingly helped the Russians. Okay. What he left open was the idea of obstruction of justice. And he left that to William Barr. Here is how William Barr came to the conclusion that there was no obstruction either. Here it is.
As you know, volume two of his report dealt with obstruction, and the special counsel considered whether certain actions of the president could amount to obstruction. He decided not to reach a conclusion. Instead, the report recounts 10 episodes and discusses potential legal theories for connecting the president's actions to elements of obstruction offenses. Now, we first heard that the special counsel's decision not to decide the obstruction issue at the March 5th meeting when he came over to the department, and we were frankly surprised that they were not going to reach a decision on obstruction. And we asked them a lot about the reasoning behind this and the basis for this. Special Counsel Mueller stated three times to us in that meeting, in response to our questioning, that he emphatically was not saying that but for the OLC opinion, he would have found obstruction. He said that in the future, the facts of a case against the president might be such that a special counsel would recommend abandoning the OLC opinion, but this is not such a case. We did not understand exactly why the special counsel was not reaching a decision. And when we pressed him on it, he said that his team was still formulating the explanation. Once we heard that the special counsel was not reaching a conclusion on obstruction, the deputy and I discussed and agreed that the department had to reach a decision. We had the responsibility to assess the evidence as set forth in the report and to make the judgment. I say this because the special counsel was appointed to carry out the investigative and prosecutorial functions of the department and to do it as part of the Department of Justice. The powers he was using, including the power of using a grand jury and using compulsory process, exist for that purpose, the function of the Department of Justice in this arena, which is to determine whether or not there has been criminal conduct. It's a binary decision. Is there enough evidence to show a crime? And do we believe a crime has been committed? We don't conduct criminal investigations just to collect information and put it out to the public. We do so to make a decision. And here we thought there was an additional reason, which is this was a very public investigation. And we had made clear that the results of the investigation were going to be made public. And the deputy and I felt that the evidence developed by the special counsel was not sufficient to establish that the president committed a crime, and therefore it would be irresponsible and unfair for the department to release a report without stating the department's conclusions, and thus leave it hanging as to whether the department considered there had been criminal conduct. So the deputy attorney general and I conducted a careful review of the report with our staffs and legal advisors. And while we disagreed with some of the legal theories and felt that many of the episodes discussed in the report would not constitute obstruction as a matter of law, we didn't rest our decision on that. We took each of the 10 episodes and we assessed them against the analytical framework that had been set forth by the special counsel, and we concluded that the evidence developed during the special counsel's investigation was not sufficient to establish that the president committed an obstruction of justice offense.
Okay. You heard from the attorney general himself. There you have it. That's what it is. You know what it's time for now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit NevadaPolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's NevadaPolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
You've heard from William Barr And I want you to hear from a presidential wannabe, a Democrat, Julian Castro. And he was on, where was he? He was on CNN last night. So this predates the testimony today before the Senate Judiciary Committee. But I want you to listen. William Barr should either resign or be impeached. That's what Julian Castro is saying. Here is Julian Castro.
What you have is an attorney general that has actively tried to mislead the public and Congress. You know, the attorney general takes an oath to defend the Constitution. And at every juncture, what's clear is that this attorney general instead has tried to be Donald Trump's personal lawyer, tried to defend Donald Trump. And that's not the role of the attorney general. You know, people will remember that the summary he sent out about the Mueller report didn't reflect the fact that Bob Mueller had found 10 different instances of potential obstruction of justice that the president did. He also misled the American public about whether Bob Mueller thought, under Department of Justice guidelines, that he could move forward with an indictment against the president. On top of that, and I know that y'all were playing the clips tonight, in congressional testimony, he got asked by both Congressman Crist and Senator Van Hollen questions about whether Bob Mueller agreed with his conclusions in his summary. And he gave very misleading answers to those questions. And so he's completely compromised. He ought to resign, or they should be in impeachment inquiry.
I like Julian Castro. I worked in San Antonio when he was the mayor of San Antonio, interviewed him a lot of times. Very nice guy, but totally misguided when it comes to William Barr. He should either resign or be impeached. Come on. And I know if you got 20 candidates out there, you got to do something to stand out. So calling for the impeachment or the resignation of the president will make you really popular with the far left. But I'm just going to tell you, he's absolutely all wrong. Coming up on the show, I'm very excited. Chuck Muth is in studio. We don't say that very often, but we'll say it today. He is in studio, and we'll get a chance. He's the president of Citizen Outreach. And we'll talk a little bit about what is going on around our state. The Republicans met in Washoe County over the weekend. We'll talk about that. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local Now.